Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Live with Kathy. The day before Thanksgiving. Let me share some Thanksgiving thoughts with you, and this is by Grace Clays. We should be very grateful for the life that we've enjoyed. As we see the world around us breaking down and being destroyed. Sidebar. 2013, 10, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, I just felt this surge of renewal that the world would come together in peace and joy. And 2013 has arrived. I don't see the light in the eyes or the heart of people. When there is light in the soul, there will be beauty in the person. When there is beauty in the person, there will be harmony in the house. When there is harmony in the house, there will be order in the nation. And when there is order in the nation, there will be peace in the world. If there is to be peace in the world, let it begin with each one of us, each individual. But not only at Thanksgiving time, but each and every day, we should thank God for the blessings that He has sent our way. We sit down at our table with our family and friends and chat and laugh together with a joy that never ends. Many folks in other lands are in much need and strife. They can't even gather to enjoy each other's life. They can't speak out in public or even raise their voices to select their many leaders and tell them of their choices. So, we should be very grateful for the good old USA. Give thanks for all our blessings as we gather on this day. Thank you, Grace. So beautifully said. Now what we need to do is embrace it, incorporate it, and make it our lives' purpose to resonate with each other, to share each other, to appreciate each other, not just on Thanksgiving, but 365 days of the year. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners in any country around the world. Thousands of shows, millions of listeners. Discover what the world has to say. And those of you that will be calling in today, the world is going to hear you. And remember, the shows are archived. www.blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, C-A-T-H-I, and click on Wednesday, November 27th, and you will hear the show over and over and over again. And do click on Tuesday, November 26th. The world is mine. If there's time, I will read this anonymous poem. The world is mine. What a glorious time of the year. But why, I ask, does it only have to be this year, this day, this moment, 24 hours? Why can't the beauty of you resonate forever? You're listening to Live with Kathy. You would call in at 347-637-3789. That's 347-637-3789. And you're going to love our Thanksgiving performer that has magic and beauty not only in her heart, but in the renditions that she's going to share with you shortly. You could email me at kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. You could write to me at Post Office Box 95913. And share the burning desire that's in your heart. You know, the shows are eclectic. They may be controversial, but never, never boring. I'd love to hear from you. And my site, Kathy Watson Speaks, SPEAKS.com. And make this 2013 the year to unleash the power of your voice. It's the season of giving and loving. But then I want you to, let's all unite in solidarity. While paying homage to the power of the voice, voicing our intention, our purpose, while holding on to that fire in the belly desire to make a difference, not only in our lives as a role model, but in the world. And it's going to begin with you. Hello, Joan Seppig.
Hello.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you. Good morning.
All of you need to know that we're Krayans. That means that we're countrymen. We're both Croatian. And I have to tell you, Joan, I just loved being called a hunky. I thought it was, isn't that unique? Now, I'm not putting you on the spot, but I don't know how to say Happy Thanksgiving in Croatian. Do you?
Oh.
Both of us. Zdravice. I have a book here.
Happy. Well, thanks.
Well, what's happy?
Is fala.
Oh, fala?
Happy. Fala is thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Giving. Oh, my goodness.
But and you know
the way you say Merry Christmas, that on Bozic, but
yeah.
But Happy Thanksgiving, we never, you know.
Huh.
How do you like that? That's a good one.
And you know another thing that is absolutely fascinating about our heritage, Joan and I have had conversations, and by the way, let me introduce you to this incredible role model. Not only is she a vocalist extraordinaire, it's never too late. She is a contributing author in the book Choices, and you'll read her story. No matter what happens in her life, she sees the good in it. And all you have to do is look at her eyes. I digress a moment. Remember I told all of you that when I meet people, the first thing I do is look at their eyes, because they're the mirror of our soul. And then on top of being a vocalist, she wrote the lyrics, the music. She has this other wonderful attribute. She was selected as the second runner-up in the Ms. Senior America pageant. And this was national. And she came in second. How did that feel, Joan, before you go on to give us the renditions of the songs that you've chosen today? You see, most people think that pageants are fluff. Oh, I don't think so. So how did it feel standing on the world stage?
There were so many beautiful women and wonderful performers. And when I was selected to be one of the 10, I was just so happy to be one of the 10. And then I was selected to be one of the 5. I didn't, it was such an honor. And, I mean, It was quite an experience. I had never even thought I'd be there, you know, in a pageant, and it just happened. I mean, I've always watched pageants, you know, growing up, but after when I became a senior, I was approached and things start happening, and this all came about, and it was a wonderful experience meeting all those wonderful, talented women. It was really exciting. It was really great.
Okay, now, Joan, most women would say, I'm too old. And yet you know that dancing in their heart, they'd love to be on the stage. How would you encourage them to get rid of that old archaic, I'm so sick and tired of it. We're living longer, we know that.
Exactly.
I'm telling you, I have never seen more beautiful, accomplished, characteristic women than in the senior pageants.
You know, today, age is only a number. I never use that word, I'm old. Or if someone says they're old, I say, just say you're getting older. I mean, I can't believe my age. And I don't want to, I just go on and continue to do what I've been doing. I'm fortunate I'm able to, and I'm healthy. And I mean, I can't believe I'm 81. And I can still sing, I travel, I dance, I mean, I had great genes, but I never abused those genes. I always say I grew up and not realizing I never cared to drink, I never smoked, and that's the result. It's all about choices.
There you go.
It's all the choices that you make in your lifetime. And, the world today, I mean, they should realize that. We can go on and on as far as drugs and everything. I'm glad none of us, my family, are. It's crazy why someone would put something like that in your body, and you know what it had. But anyway,
Joan,
getting
can
back
you
to
imagine,
age, I can't believe. Yes.
Joan, can you imagine what would happen to us growing up if we even thought of drugs? Our parents would kill us.
Exactly.
Because you see, you did not bring shame to the family name. That was so instilled in us that we wouldn't budge until we had the nod of approval from our mother.
Exactly.
You know, Katica, Helen, all of you, what are you doing?
Yeah.
You do not bring shame to the family name.
Yes, and it was all about family, our get-togethers, our happy times, always celebrating something. I thought everyone can sing. All my family, everybody would be singing.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought everyone was able to sing. You know, everyone was musical. It was just beautiful. We still get together today. And my older sister's 87. She's beautiful. I mean, you know,
we're
five children. Yeah.
Where did the time go?
Yes, unbelievable.
And all of you out there, my listeners all over the world, you could call in at 347-637-3789. This show is dedicated to you. Mark Twain said, age is a matter of the mind. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
And you heard me recite the Chinese proverb. It's all up to you. It's your choices. Read about Joan's choices in the book. You could get it at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and Author House. And according to Steve Jobs, life is time. This is the best time of your life. Don't let anyone else take it away from you. Live your life according to the gospel of whoever you are. And then as a role model, others will begin to notice. And you want to know what? It makes you look younger. It makes you look younger. Because if you look good, you feel good. If you feel good, you look good. Now, to make you really feel good right now, turning the microphone over to Joan, she's going to introduce her first Thanksgiving song dedicated to all of you. Showtime, Joan, you're on.
Well, during this time of Thanksgiving, I would like to sing this beautiful Croatian song called Hvala, meaning thank you. And the words were written by a Croatian poet, Dragutin Damjanic, and it was put to music by a Croatian singer-songwriter by the name of Vlatko Pajetak, who passed away in 1944 at the age of 51. And at his burial, the choir sang Fala as a tribute to him. What a beautiful way to pay homage to this, to his brilliance. So mm-hmm. I'll go on with the song. За свою добрую речь, что смирец знала, за свой погляд твой, за свой смех, за свою ярмало доброго. У животу се надє, док сонце є на час, за облак перза задє, а ти си серцю ми, так пона сон задала. Что могу речи ти, веселенце сам фала. Isn't that beautiful?
So,
if you want the, there's English words to it also.
Absolutely.
Should I sing it or read it?
What you're comfortable doing. Maybe you should read it.
Read it, yeah. For each and every word that you once said to me, dear, for every loving glance, for every smile, I thank you. For happiness untold that we two shared together, for a while the sun shone through, then hid behind a dark cloud. And in my heart remains a love that lives forever. What more is there to say? With all my heart, I thank you. That beautiful.
Yes, and, you know, Joan.
Yes.
I need to get in touch with more of our people, the Croatian people that are brilliantly talented. I'd love to showcase them on my show. And I don't quite know who to reach. Now, Betty Busetto said that she left a message on my tape. By the way, all of you, you know that this show is family-oriented, and we just talk like we're partners in all of this. So who else do we know? I've lost touch with the core of the Croatian society. Who else? His name, I think, is Sammy. Does that resonate with you?
After from
church?
Our church?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, Sammy Chundich.
Yeah.
Yeah, Chundich.
I'd love to have him.
And Mary Ellen Ratkovich. Oh, my
Ratkovich?
God, she knows. Oh, my God.
Oh,
she's
honey,
the Croatian organist. She plays for a Croatian mass at St. Jerome's at 11 o'clock every Sunday. And she has tons of music. She brings all the new music from Croatia. And, you know, she's wonderful.
Wasn't she a teacher at one of the schools?
Oh, yes, she was, and a principal, too.
We did Fiddler on the Roof. I've worked with her. The children
came
together, and it was on Can TV. Oh,
yes.
I'd love
when they
to
performed
get
it. Yeah, I went to see it at the school. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we televised it, and we put it on CAN TV in Chicago. It reaches 1 million households, and it showcases talent and brilliance that's there because, you see, many people have the talent, and that's only 10%. Now the 90% is marketing and publicity and getting it out there. So if you would get me their telephone numbers or call them and let them know that I'm going to be in touch with them. And now with the Christmas holidays coming. Oh, and remember the tumbaras? Have you seen the tumbaritsas yet from Pennsylvania? The tumbaras.
I'm with the tumbaritsa group. I see this priatelje every Thursday at rehearsal.
Okay,
and
but
then,
this is from the University of Pittsburgh.
Oh, yeah. They had a concert there recently. And our group went out there, but I wasn't able to make it because I was in California at the time. They went to Pittsburgh, right?
Oh, yes. And if they come into town, let me know, because I'll put them on the air immediately. Mm. What music, what heritage, what history. Now, what else do you have for us vocally?
Well, this is an American song. It's called My Tribute. And I looked up the author, which, I mean, I don't know how I came across that song. It's just beautiful. But the words and the music were by Andre Crouch. He's an American gospel singer, a songwriter, recording artist, a record producer, and pastor. He's 71 now.
Mm-hmm.
He received many Grammy Awards. Among them was the Grammy Award for Best Pop Contemporary Gospel Album. So I just Googled his name to see, about the song that I am going to sing. It's called My Tribute. It's just beautiful.
Oh.
It's so good. How can I say thanks for the things you have done for me? Things so undeserved, yet you give to prove your love for me. The voices of a million angels could not express my gratitude. All that I am and ever hope to be, I owe it all to thee. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory for the things he has done. With his blood he has saved me. With his power he has raised me. To God be the glory for the things he has done. Just let me live my life. Let it be pleasing, Lord, to thee. And should I gain any praise, let it go to Calvary. With his blood he has saved me. With his power he has raised me. To God be the glory for the things he has done. Isn't that beautiful?
Bravo.
Mm.
Bravo.
Anyways, yeah.
Now, Joan, I have to take a little break here. When I come back, please be prepared to sing your original song, It's Never Too Late. And I want you to inspire. I want you to encourage everyone around the world. Don't get hung up on this old archaic, we're too old. No, we're not. Our bodies and brains don't age, we do. And they just lead into how it came to be. But just take a little breath. And I want to remind all of you that the Consortium of Live with Kathy, I have partnered. They call it sponsors. I call them partners because we've been together for so long. Iron Workers District Council of Chicago and Vicinity. You know, I married an iron worker. I come from the world of classical ballet and haute couture. That's high fashion. And they said it wouldn't last. Well, there is a CD out, Iron Workers, What a Noble Profession. I wrote it 6-7 years ago. Letter perfect. I just sat down and I said, people need to know about how creative they are. And I used the opening, the bombastic Aaron Copland fanfare to the common man, and then transitioned into Tchaikovsky Swan Lake, paying homage to the athleticism of the male dancer and the smooth, delicate lines of the swan, years in training. It's an 8-minute running time, and it is affordable, but it does tell you the story of iron workers. And they've been partners with me for years and years and years. And Lee Patrick, I quit. She's in the book, too. In 1978, or about that time, she's making $30,000 a year. And she walked into corporate America and said, look, I'm so tired of making you look good. I quit. She had to go home and tell Jack, her husband, who has since passed away. He said, you'll never make it. You're a woman. Go back and tell him you want your job back. She said, you know, Kathy, that was all I needed to hear. No way. The only one that I'm going to make look good is me. And I'm going to help others achieve a quality of life that they never knew existed. So if you're interested in becoming part of the consortium of the Live with Kathy, you could call me at 847-882-8717. Now, that's all I'm going to say about that, because this is a celebration. You could contact the Iron Workers. Log on, ironworkers.com. And choose a career, not a job. It's college affiliated. And did you know that Iron Workers offer a full spectrum in career development, earn while you learn? You want to find out more about them? youtube.com/ironworkers. And youtube.com/ironworkersimpact. And the festival, the International Festival, oh, what a brotherhood. www.ironfest.com. And I know that all of the brothers and sisters in Iron Worker wish all of you a happy, blessed Thanksgiving. And keep in your heart what Nichiren Shoshu said. I'm ecumenical. In his fourth prayer, he said, what I wish for myself, I wish for the entire universe and the world. No separation. And Khalil Gibran said, let love be unconditional, but there must be times of separation where you need time to meditate, time for yourself. This is the season. This launches the season of giving and loving. Rika Cuff has a chapter in Choices, Divine Intervention. A trip to the South Side in Chicago in 2005. Read her story. Be inspired. Read Joan's story. Read all 14. You won't put the book down. But now remember, go to the end of their chapter first. Look in their eyes. Resonate. Connect. And then go and read their story. heparks.org. And you'll find out more about this incredible director of the 50 Plus Club. Bored and lonely, it's your choice. Senior clubs, park districts, and libraries are there to help you, to assist you. Age is a wonderful time of the year. In Vivaldi's, the four seasons, the winter. It's the springtime of your life. Each season, it's your choice to make it work for you. It's your season. Make it a glorious one. Get rid of the constipated mentality that we were raised with. Oh, at 50, you're too old. At this, who are these experts? You, my dear, all of you, you had your pen and pad out. Pick up the mirror and say hello to the artist of your life. You're sculpting, you're painting your life. The palette is white. You could put on whatever you want. If it's not working, you could erase it and start over again. You're the captain of your life. Are you all over the place or are you settled? Do you persevere? Do you know what you want? And you put your blinders on. And you only share it with like-minded people. This is the season, yes, to do an inventory. And this even has to do with family. If they're toxic, negative thinkers, release them. They're not going to serve you. They're not. And I will talk more about that on a show when we aren't celebrating God's treasures that he has sent your way. And many of you have hidden them. You don't even know the authentic you. Tax time. Greg McIntyre is our personal CPA. And he'd be delighted to answer any of your questions. ahtax@ameritech.net. And I want to tell you something. Now, be with me here. There's a new era that's surrounding, that's embracing glamour. But aging has been spiritualized, theorized, intellectualized, but never glamorized. You see, it doesn't matter what your age is. It's the choices that you're making. Now, when you, on Thanksgiving dinner and the candles are glowing, when you lean over, is it going to be a very pleasant, happy face, or is it going to be, geez, I'm so exhausted, I don't think I'm going to get through this day? It's your fault. It is your doing. Strike fault. It was your choices. This is a time for celebration, not for exhaustion. You know, the Europeans really think we're insane. What the hell are you so busy doing what? You're going to pace yourself. You're going to do what makes you happy and involve everyone else. Listen to all of the shows. Listen to the shows this week. The 26th and the 27th, we talked about holiday travel, too. But don't tell me that looks don't matter. You know, at the age of 7, I knew I didn't want to grow old, and at the age of 11, I was in heaven because I found a form of expression that literally changed my life, classical ballet. Oh, I knew the terms, relevé. I raised up on my toes and I could see the world and feel the rhythms dancing in me. Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks. Oh, there's more to ballet, but we'll do that on another show. Now, in the Elixir, now listen to me. In the Elixir, it's an e-book, and I'm giving it away free. Free. I'm giving it away free until the end of the year. But let me tell you what I've added to it. I have a product. It's a procaine cream. I've been using it for over 20 years, and I don't know, about a month ago, my conscience said, well, how selfish of you. Why don't you share this product with the world? No animal testing, no parabens. Look, it's pure. There's a 2-ounce jar. It's under $50, plus shipping and handling. Did you know that anger releases toxins into your body? And if you don't know how to neutralize that, but it has to do with your thinking, too. You see, looking good and feeling good is a sandwich effect. Not only are your thoughts, they make things happen. What are you choosing? And then what are you putting on your face? It is so effective. You apply it only 3 times a week. And now here's the catch. Not a catch. Uh-uh. All sales are final. I don't want to be bothered. Well, it didn't work. How long have you been under stress? Oh, my entire life. And how long did you use the product? Well, I used it twice. Get a life. This is all sales are vital, and you get the ebook. You will get the ebook. Now, even if you don't buy the product, it's going to be your loss. It's only available through me. You have to refrigerate it. It is so powerful. I will, you call in, contact me, tell me what show you heard me give the free offer on, and you'll get the ebook. I just had it, I had Justin at Office Depot print it out for me so I could give to my friend Evelyn. Evelyn is pushing 90, and she still drives, and she has her own home. She is just so energetic. And I said, here, darling, this is my gift to you. Now, here's the good part. You know how to contact me. It's my secrets. And the results are amazing. I don't care what anyone else says. How many? 70 plus, 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 plus are elite stair climbers. But that's another story. But I just wanted you to know that it's available to you, and it's free. All I have to do is email it to you. And then we have Lee Puttrick. She's in the book Choices. That book has to be in every single one on your desk. Everyone has to read it. Ages 33 to way up high 80s. Now, she's the one who quit corporate America. No way. The year 2013, have you considered more profitable, less risking, and more of a soul-nourishing approach? Do you want? But you see, it's about improving you. It's helping you define your persona. And you have many. You have many. So many people are becoming wealthy today, starting from nothing. It's pandemic. Stay-at-home moms and dads. More women than ever are embracing the power of creating their own home-based business. Log on, Letitia. myshackley.com, L-E-T-E-C-I-A, or get in touch with me and I'll put you in touch with Lee. And we're all in this together. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners in any country around the world. Discover what the world has to say by the click of the button. Imagine if we had these resources 50 years ago, oh, it's mind-boggling. Call in 347-637-3789. And now back to my special, my mother always said special, special guest, Joan Sipich. Welcome back, Joan.
Hello.
All right, tell us your story. Oh, wait a minute, darling, before they do that, how do the now you do have an album out?
Yes, it's called It's Magic, mm-hmm. and it's the songs of the 30s and 40s, and Embraceable You, I'm in the Mood for Love, As Time Goes By, and I tagged on a song. Well, as I was making the CD, they said, "Why don't you write a song and tag it on?" And I said, I've never written a song before. They said, well, write one and tag it on. It's your, you know, put it on there as long as you're doing the CD. So I thought about it, and I wrote words, and then I came up with the music, and it's a beautiful song, and I tagged it on, and it's the last song on my CD.
Okay, now, Joan, what was the epiphany? Why did you call it It's Never Too Late? And where did you pull on the words? The lyrics, how did that come to you?
Well, when they said write a song, I'm thinking, what am I going to write about? So I thought, I was thinking about my age. It was at the time I was, I think, 70. And so it's never too late. And then because I was thinking about all the things that happened after I became a senior. And when I was at the studio, I wrote some of the words, and it wasn't long enough. And then the gentleman there, producer, whatever you call his title was, he says, well, why don't you write about your life story? He said, what you were telling me. And I did say, I remember when I was 29 years old, and I said, I'm going to be 39, and I'm still not going to do anything, and then I'm going to be 49 and 59. But anyway, that's incorporated in the song. and it was all put to music like that, and it's a beautiful song. That's how it all came about.
Now, who was the guitarist on the song? You had one of the world famous.
Oh, you mean the violinist. Yeah, Johnny Frigo. Johnny Frigo.
Yes.
He's world renowned. He traveled all over. He passed away just a few years ago at the age of 92. He was
really?
At a Johnny Carson show. Oh, great. Everyone knows. I mean, if you're my age up, he's world renowned. He's well known. Johnny Frigo. There's a website. There's a history about him. He's fantastic. Oh, yeah.
How do you spell his last name?
F like in Frank, R-I-G-O. Johnny Frigo.
F-R-I-G-O.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are you ready? Let's hear the song.
Okay. It's never too late. Okay. It's never too late to do what you want to do, to fulfill your dreams you hope will one day come true. As the years go by, with your dreams put aside, you keep hoping they'll one day come true. At 29, your dream is fresh and new. And at 39, was still a thing to do. 49 and 59 came and left without a single clue. Now 69, you're standing tall. That dream you had still sits and waits for you. Dreams don't keep well in your memory. They can't hide deep in your mind. These dreams keep searching for their life they're meant to live. Just look in your hearts and you'll find. One day you'll awake when you'll get a break. It's your time. Your dream is fulfilled. Your life is satisfied. Oh, look at me now, I can take a bow. Just remember, it's never too late. Oh, look at me now, I can take a bow. Just remember, it's never too late. Find your dream, live your life. I found mine. It's never too late.
Bravo.
Thank you.
Bravo.
I think I did it in a little higher key, but that was okay.
Imagine. Joan is an octogenarian. Look at what she is doing. All this whole show is about gratitude. And I told you that the mind and body don't age. We do. Oh, come on now. What dream do you have still dancing in your heart? Are you going to go to the very end? And on this dash, when you came into this world to share your talent and your genius, to the end, when you're going on to a higher plane of living, what is the dash going to say? You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. The shows are archived, blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, and click on November 27th. And did you know that radio is a powerful marketing tool? It isn't about, gee, how many new clients am I going to get? How many new albums am I going to sell? No, it's about a personal development. Now, I'm going to listen to the show after it's been archived. And I sit there with a pen and pad. I close my eyes. Oh, red flag went up. You might have heard me breathe. And you see, that's the goal that every talk show host and hostess has. Don't breathe. You ever watch the commentators on the news on television? I usually have to walk out. I can't stand it. The and the ums and the ums. You see, it's a learning process. Confucius say that what you're doing, if it's joy, it's never work. This is joy for me. It's a joy for me to share with you the brilliant talent of Joan Sippich, who still is looking for, she's climbing and reaching higher on the path of life, which has no end, only new beginnings, new opportunities, new portals, new vistas to enter and discover so that she could be a role model. Now, I know what's happening, you know, with our generation, Joan. That's what's with you. Mm-hmm. You can't do that. You're too old. Don't tell your family. Don't tell anyone. You surround yourself with a reference group that embraces you, that empowers you to be better than you are. The spirit never ages. The essence of the soul is sure and strong forever and keeps us young and whole. Oh, the body shows that time has passed when movement lacks in grace. And yet we know that deep within, we're winsome, bright, and fair. Just as we were when we were young, and life was ours to dare.
Kathy, can I interject?
Sure.
I just want to say, speaking of age, you know, my sister, who, like I said, turned 87 2 years ago, she needed a hip replacement. She didn't know what to do. Well, she decided quickly. We said, you know, there's five of us. We said, Mary, Ma lived to be 102, our mother's Mary Herzich.
Mm-hmm.
So you have almost another 20 years to go, so you better get that hip replacement.
Mm-hmm.
So she did, and she's fine, and she's dancing again at our parties.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm 81, so I got another 20 years to go. That's how I feel,
mm-hmm.
to live, to be like my mom. And she was helping till the end, and it was beautiful. I mean,
how important is family?
Oh, real important. Oh, so that's what keeps you healthy, too. Joyful get-togethers, it's so meaningful. We look forward to be together. We're so, you know, all of us, we celebrate for anything. We just get together, a 75th, an 85th, or an anniversary, or a retirement, or then, of course, your weddings and open house, a new house, engagement party, just to get together. Oh, another party time, you know.
So there's
so
no competing, no comparing.
Oh, no, we all compliment one another. We all were, no, not at all. They're so encouraging. You know, if I say something and they all sing and, you know, my sister pick up a guitar, my brother plays the beautiful harmonica. I mean, but they're not ones to go up on stage and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to get them, my two sisters, We got together. We sang a Croatian song together. Would you believe they didn't want to do it in public? It was so beautiful. It's Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Willie Nelson's song. Well, it was Croatian for years and years. Then it became, then he sang it. And he put the American words to it. I think it was Croatian first. It's beautiful. So my sisters and I, we did three-part harmony. And we thought we were going to do it in front of some people. They chickened out.
Yeah,
you know, but I'm not like that. I like to get on stage. I'm just in my glory. I just love it.
You love it, and as I understand it, your significant other is an accordion player.
Oh yes, yes he is. Yes, and he's a great guy. He's Russian. He knows all the Croatian songs now.
Mm-hmm.
He plays at our Croatian parties.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I happen to love the accordion. I love that. So you make a good team. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, and it's my pleasure to have as my co-host Joan Seppage, who is brilliant in her own right. She's not going to the very end with her dreams still dancing in her heart. Mm-hmm. You know, your mind is a creative garden in which your future grows. Your thoughts, your words, your deeds, your actions are seeds. Be careful what you sow. How does your garden grow? And I don't know if you're listening to the golden thread that is just interlacing this entire conversation, this whole hour. And it's all about working together, being happy. Being happy for others' good fortune. No comparing, no competing. You are who you are. The grand essentials to happiness in this life are, come on, all of you, write this down. Something to do. Something to love. And something to hope for. Did I live? Did I love? Did I matter? And you're going to matter this weekend, this whole season. And then you're going to take it beyond January, February. Oh, in February, I wish you would all fly into Schaumburg, Illinois. I am doing a presentation on couples, 50 plus. And you know what? When I think about it today, I said, yes, 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 no problem. I custom design. And I had a conversation earlier this morning, and I said to my dear friend Terry, I said, well, you know, Terry, this is the unhappiness that I'm sensing. We're going to have Thanksgiving, and for this one day, you're really going to try to be nice to each other, but most people aren't even nice when they're trying to be nice. And there's going to be so many upsets. Now write this down. There are only three reasons for upsets toward an intention. And I'll use an analogy when I finish. And I'll bring in the silver fox. Bill, we've been together for 61 years and they said it wouldn't last. I had my doubts. Anyway, I digress. Toward an intention. Undelivered communication. Unfulfilled expectation. And I'm now screaming at Terry saying, it's Thanksgiving. They're not even going to talk to each other. Maybe someone is unhappy because they're serving turkey when they know I love meatloaf. Well, how am I supposed to know that? How could I fulfill your expectation if you don't tell me? Have you ever thought of just talking to each other without anger, without making anyone wrong? Grandma E, Bill was an only child. His parents were a precious, precious father, dynamic businessman in construction. And his mom was just a love. She made the best pie crust, the best meatloaf in the whole world. One day, I'm preparing dinner. Bill walks in and says, oh, and walks out. And I went, what? And you walk out. I thought we were having meatloaf tonight. Look, I'm part Hungarian. The temper flew. I'm sure they heard me all over the world. Come back in here. You wanted what? Meatloaf. You know, my mother's meatloaf, you make it so. I said, really? I'm not a mind reader. Why don't you tell me? Kath, when you're planning the menus, could we have meatloaf? I shall be delighted. But you see, this is where the anger came in. I lost it. I totally lost it. Thwarted intention, unfulfilled expectations, and undelivered communication. So this is Thanksgiving. Are you going to wait until the family gets together and there's nothing worse than a pouty pigeon? You know how, you know, they always say that we women know how to pull an attitude? Oh, so could men. So I'm going to give you a hint to the longevity. No, were the 61 years? Did we walk on water? Hell no. but it was through my encouragement, drawing him out. He lived in a secular world. I lived with four other siblings. And we learned tyranny. We learned how to survive. We learned how to partner. We learned togetherness and unity. So let me give you a hint. And I have strange powers. You're going to use it. When there's an upset, when you're unhappy about it, yes, I know, you could write it down. I know all about that. But how about just calling that person? When Bill and I have an upset, we sit down. Yo, Cap, I have to talk to you, which is a revelation to me. He's going to talk. Or I'll say, you know, I'm a little uncomfortable with the episode that happened. Could we talk about it? We're not screaming at each other. We're getting to know each other. We've entered, all of us have entered a new phase of our life. And we can't live it like a spoiled brat. Kids today, they're married 1 year. I'm getting a divorce. Why? He doesn't put his laundry, dirty laundry, in the hamper. Oh, please, grow up. And you know, moms and dads, you're the role models. Chuvaisa, you're the role models. I wouldn't put up with that for another minute. And stop being enablers. Let this Thanksgiving be a day of revelation, epiphanies. Let them live their life according to the gospel of what they hold to be true for them, but hold firm with you. So if you're unhappy about something, please take care of it today. Don't wait until tomorrow. And you can always vent with me, 847-882-8717. That's my private line. And I'll say, hang up, I'll call you back. And what's going on? So, what are you doing with your life? What are you going to do with tomorrow, Thanksgiving? What are you going to do about Christmas, the holiest day in Christianity? What are you going to do? What are you going to love? And what are you going to hope for? Make it happen. Make it happen. You're listening to Live with Kathy. And in closing, I need to read this to you very quickly because it's seed thoughts from my garden. God, grant me the wisdom to know enough to stay out of people's lives who do not have room for me. Trying to make someone you like is like trying to put handcuffs on a rainbow. When tending the garden of love, be mindful not to step on the flowers. Goals are lifelines for your dreams. Your soul's perfection is woven into every moment of this perfect day. Your life is the garden you planted. You are the landscaper. Care for it. Scars tell us that it is our nature to heal. A wound seldom remains open unless you keep opening it. Every scar is a treasure map of lessons learned. Most of us are told that we need to be leaders, that we are taught and often agreed to be followers. Don't wait for anyone. Live, love, and treasure every moment of your life. Love always finds the lover. The answers to many questions are better lived than explained. The expenditure of energy required for greatness is no greater than the amount of energy required for living in the world of the ordinary. Me, show me the face of my enemy, God. Look in the mirror. Me, show me the face of my friends. God, look in the mirror. Me, I'm so confused, God. Well, so are those you call your friends and enemies. Well, what should I do? And God said, decide to have only friends, and you will have no enemies. Joan Sippage, thank you so much for joining us. We have 30 seconds left. What parting words do you have?
Well, thank you, first of all, Kathy, for having me on your show. And I want to wish everyone a very happy Thanksgiving. And it's a good time to forgive everyone. There are so many families that don't speak to one another. I know there's some that I know, friends of mine. Anyway, I know it's hard to do, but they should try. So I wish everyone a very happy Thanksgiving. And don't worry about age.
Log on. The show is archived. Until next week, make it a glorious holiday. Again, thank you, Joan. Au revoir.
Bye-bye.